This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I'm Brittany Luce, and this is The Nod, a show about Black culture from Blackness's biggest fans. Hey, everybody. It's Brittany.
And Mac.
And Mac. Mac is a producer here at Gimlet.
Yep.
We decided to hop in the studio to discuss a really important topic that's affecting people all over the world right now. Yeah. The On the Run tour.
On the Run 2.
And we both recently have seen it. Mac, what city did you go in?
So I saw it here, but I went to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. The second show in New Jersey.
The second show. And I saw a few days before you, I saw it in Philadelphia, and my life changed. I had a great time. And I know, Mac, I know you got your whole life.
Yeah, I'm stuck. I'm still there. Basically, I left my soul in the stadium.
Wow. MetLife Stadium. It's a strange place to leave your soul. But we're gonna take a little time today and just have a little fans corner and just discuss what we experienced.
Yes, I have a lot of shit that I need to talk to you about.
Mac, I got stuff to get off my chest.
What are your, like, top moments from the show?
Whew. So this is the thing. I got a braid Beyonce. I don't know if you had wig Beyonce. I had braid Beyonce.
I got wig Beyonce with the braid.
I think I saw that. The best of both worlds is what you got. So Beyonce, a lot of times she's known for her flowing golden tresses. But this time when I saw her, and she does this sometimes, she'll do a big-ass, tall-ass braid at the top of her head, and the braid will basically go down and touch her butt. And she does, like, this thing, this really dramatic. She will whip her head around, or she'll whip her head over her shoulder and look back over her shoulder. And then the braid will just, like, wrap around her like a hug, like an embrace. So definitely all the braid choreography I was obsessed with. Also, too, all the dancers would have sort of full coverage, like, shorts or leotards or panties on. Beyonce had the special cut that made her butt look like two watermelons stuck together. I was like, this girl is fucking me up.
All right. I just want to tell you about my favorite part of the tour.
Tell me.
Family Feud is my favorite part of the show. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Everybody put your hands together.
So, with the Vogue profile of Beyonce coming out, it kind of confirmed a lot of things for me, but I feel like Lemonade, Into like Everything Is Love, this whole era, these two different eras of her life have told us how Beyonce has been feeling about life for a long time. I feel like Beyonce has had to wear a mask. I feel like she's had to play happy for a very long time.
Yes.
And so during Family Feud, yes, when Jay-Z is rapping, Beyonce is completely wilding out on stage. Like, she's not doing no choreography. And for a long time, Beyonce has been very choreographed, very staged. I've never seen Beyonce this happy on stage before. And watching her on stage, like, goofing off, like, completely,
yes,
like, not taking anything seriously.
Yes.
Like, she's on stage doing the Bill Cosby lean. And, like, it's just, like, she's acting like us. Like, she's acting like us at a family reunion playing with your little cousins and stuff. And I just, that is so great. And I hope that we get more of that from her over the years. I'm excited that she feels like she's in a place now where she can let her hair down and, like, be herself around us, and we won't completely run up and fuck up that privilege. Know what I mean? Like,
that's so true. That's a really good point. Actually, like, I knew, right, when I listened to Everything Is Love or 444, I knew that we were completing a narrative of their relationship. But what was so cool is to see them both perform it in real time and to sort of, like, see them really speak rather openly about this really crazy period in their marriage, a period that I would not want to experience. But it was, like, still very human and very, like, relatable in this way that really surprised me. And it actually added this extra layer of vulnerability to the work for me to see them sort of, like, it was like I felt like they were, like, basically in conversation about their marriage on stage the whole time. I thought I was going to go and, like, get my fucking life from Beyonce, and I was going to be like, oh, and that all that happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But also, I came away from it actually feeling a lot more emotional than I had anticipated. Mm. And I think it's because, you know, of what you said, like, to your point about how Beyonce doesn't have to act fake. And also, like, even Jay-Z.
I have thoughts on Jay, too. Granted, me and you literally work, like, 5 feet from each other. So we both have not been excited, I'll say, mm-hmm. about the idea of a joint tour. Like, we've been there, done it. Like, we was like, B, come on. That show that I went to was probably the best live show I've seen Jay do.
Yeah.
And I think Beyonce has elevated his stage presence.
Absolutely.
I could literally imagine her being like, nigga, you're going to have to, like, get it together. You got to get in shape.
You came out here
on stage at Beachella winded and tired. You said, like, five lines. I was out there for, like, 3 hours. You're not going to embarrass me on this tour.
Oh, you're right, because that's right. Because I bought the tickets, and I was like, okay. And then I saw Beachella and Jay-Z came out, and I was like, oh, my fucking God.
I was like, what is he saying?
Right.
So, like, one thing, I've talked so much shit about Jay-Z over the years that I've forgotten how many legitimate hits he has.
No, see, Jay-Z, I will say, Jay-Z has the hits.
He has hits every time he came out to perform, except when he did Story of OJ, I did take a quick little break. But when he did Niggas in Paris.
Yeah, he had us run it back over
three times because the stadium was going nuts.
Yes.
And it's just like, wow.
See, that's the thing. So I saw Jay-Z during Blueprint 3. I saw him during Watch the Throne.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that Jay-Z put on a great show. But yeah, she got him together. He's never looked better. His hair looks incredible. He looks so handsome. I saw the concert and I was like, you know what? I told my boyfriend, I said, look. If Beyonce is pregnant, I understand because my ass will be pregnant too. If Jay-Z's out here looking
like
this
you
every
was
day,
at the concert staring at J-O-S?
Mac, look, I'm an older millennial. You have to understand. So I had a crush on Jay-Z when I was in middle school, okay? That's what you have to understand.
No,
Mac.
But B got him hooked up. Like, he's doing the natural hair thing right
it
now.
It looks really good.
She got him nice and, like, shaped up. He looks age appropriate. It's great.
Yes. And it's hard for a rapper to pull that off, to look age appropriate.
Yeah.
At almost 50, especially when your wife is, like, extremely sexy and hot and really in shape and, like, athletic.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
Yeah
perfect in every way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. But he managed to, honestly, he held it the fuck down. Jay-Z did what he had to do.
Tell me about how you thought she sounded.
I thought she sounded incredible. So, first of all, when she, there's one point where she put on this big-ass orange ball gown, and she sat on the end of the stage and sang Resentment.
Oh, that I was hoping we'd get here.
Yes, and my boyfriend was like, what? He was like, what? I was like, yes, she has always had the pipes. She was incredible. She was just, the ad-libs were perfect. It was just...
She left me breathless when she sang that. I remember being, what, 10 years old, and, like, I remember being on LimeWire and downloading Resentment. And, like, sitting at my computer thinking, like, listening to this song and feeling like somebody had done me wrong. I had to be, like, 11 or 12 years old.
Right.
She sounded good then, but the way she sounded singing Resentment last week.
Hello.
Somebody once told me in this office that Beyonce just learned how to sing. And
who?
That was
name,
all.
Names.
I'm leaving it on the playground. That was so confusing to me because I remember hearing her sing that song then and being like, oh my gosh, she sounds so good. This is like so long ago. I didn't think that it was possible to sing something you made that long ago and sound better singing it in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
She sounded so good. I started tearing up.
I hate when people say she can't sing because I'm like, you can find a video of Beyonce singing in a children's hospital, singing fucking Halo. Halo. And if you don't know what talent is, then maybe you could watch that and see nothing. But the truth is that Beyonce has always been able to sing. That's what I have to say about that.
No, she just has.
I think the thing that I always take away every time I see a Beyonce performance, even if it's not live, is that she operates at a level of excellence that is, I think, inspirational. Like, I do hate the saying where people are like, you have just as many hours in the day as Beyonce.
Because
I'm like, no, you have 36 hours in the day if you're a rich person. You just do. Like, she has, like, 72 hours a day. Right. Yeah. But she still, at the end of the day, is, like, just a regular, cute black girl from Houston.
Mm-hmm, that's my favorite thing.
That, you know what I'm saying? She just is. Mm-hmm. She just is a regular, cute black girl from Houston. And she worked really, really, really hard. Okay. Maybe you are not Beyonce. Maybe you're not a pop singer. But, like, if you have an internship to go to or you are trying to sell the most Nordstrom cards during your shift, you're trying to get the biggest tips at your restaurant, Beyonce is saying, just fucking focus. You deserve it. Work hard. Get it done. It's so corny, but it's like, Beyonce don't always get the awards that she deserves. She does not get her flowers.
I love when you bring this up.
You know, it's true. The thing that like inspires me the most as a black woman about Beyonce is that she doesn't get the credit that she deserves oftentimes for her accomplishments. Like, no disrespect to Beck. I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. But I do not remember the album that he won the Album of the Year Grammy for over her self-titled album.
Yeah, nobody does.
She released an excellent album, an excellent visual product, and she completely broke the industry with the fact that she just put an album out with no marketing.
Change the game with that digital drop.
Exactly. Exactly. Creatively, musically, visually, production-wise, and just like industry-changing-wise, she released the best album of the year. And same thing with Lemonade. Within the structures of her industry, she doesn't really ever get to win.
We little earthlings recognize her, but...
Right, exactly. And it's like, doesn't every black woman, every black person know what it feels like to be the best at what you do, to work harder than everybody else, to try harder than everybody else, to be more cooperative, to be more thoughtful, to be more creative, to be more timely, and not get any respect from the people who... you know, give out awards or recognize people within your industry or your workplace or on your team or in your class. Like, every black person, every black woman knows what that feels like. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she continues to be excellent and to continues to get better as just a way of showing herself that she can, it's, like, depressing. It's, like, it makes me sad to know that she's not getting her credit in real time. But it's also relatable. And it's inspirational to see her continue to press forward and continue to try to just, like, push boundaries and push her own limits. Like, just knowing that she's likely not going to get that recognition. She's just doing it because she loves it, and she's doing it because she wants to prove to herself how good she is.
And we love her for it.
Love her for it. Mac, how do you feel? Like how have you changed since you went to see the show?
All right, well, so I will say I haven't listened to anything that's not Beyonce since I left. That happens, though. I do find myself on Beyonce highs where I'm just, like, injecting her directly into my veins for days after she does a thing. But one thing for me, I love the quiet confidence that is Beyonce. Seeing Beyonce at 36 on stage, feeling very accomplished in her own right, but still just having fun, like she just hit the industry, that's a goal. I don't ever want to be doing what I'm doing and just feel so, like, jaded and bitter but be good at it, you know, or just, like, so professional and stuck up about it that I can't have fun doing it. She's on stage having fun, and I love that.
I love it. It's growth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really inspirational to me how you can sort of continue to grow.
And like, it shows how important it is to, like, stay inspired. Like, because Beyonce's never out of ideas.
No.
Like, every year, every 2 years, she does some shit, and we, like, she'll never outdo this.
And she does.
And then she does.
I know. I'm actually nervous. I'm nervous that the next time she really does it, because, you know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? Maybe 3-4 years from now, maybe I have a baby or something. Or, like, I could see a situation wherein I'm pregnant and Beyonce does something like Beachella and I go into labor. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that level. Like, the older I get and the more she continues to top herself, it's like, it's that level a shock to my body.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, she's killing us all softly.
I know. I just had my blood work done. But my blood pressure is good. My blood pressure is good. But that was before the concert, so I don't know. Maybe by the next time, Mac, you and I will be so rich.
We'll be on the floor together.
You saw what Oprah said. You saw what Oprah said in you see her video?
Oprah's been cracking me up for the past few days.
I know. They had a Q&A with Oprah and Ask Me Anything on her O Magazine Instagram stories. And they were like, are you going to see Beyonce? Like, that was one of the questions someone asked her. And she was like, yes, several cities.
I have got my tickets, but I'm not telling you where. Mm-hmm. Couple cities. Mm-hmm.
Maybe next time we will be so rich, we'll be several cities.
Several cities.
Are you going to go see Beyonce?
On the floor each time.
Several cities. Not going to tell you where. Several cities.
Several cities.